This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to this latest edition of Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And we begin the show with breaking news here. Breaking news out of New York State.
Ooh.
A recent study from New York State shows roughly 14% of the entire population possess coronavirus antibodies, indicating a staggering number of individuals have already contracted the illness in the past.
And survived it, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Most likely, it doesn't exactly say, but I'm pretty sure it's asymptomatic also. An estimated 13.9% of the New Yorkers have likely had COVID-19, according to preliminary results of coronavirus antibody testing released by Governor Andrew Cuomo on Thursday, reports CNBC. Quote, what we have found so far is that the statewide number is 13.9% tested positive for having the antibodies. What does that mean? It means these were people who were infected and who developed the antibodies to fight the infection, he said. They were infected 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, but they have had the virus. They developed the antibodies, and they are now recovered. And it's still a developing story, but I say it's breaking because one just came out today, and also this other article I have here is from L.A., and this one you might have heard already, where... This article is from Reason.com. L.A. County antibody tests suggest the fatality rate for COVID-19 is much lower than people feared. The tests indicate that the number of infections in the country is around 40 times as high as the number of confirmed cases. And yet, what were people talking about the death rate being, the fatality rate being here? And I'll just begin as they get into it. The current, or one of the projected...
Basically, jack squat. And there's not a whole lot of fatalities compared to the number of infections.
Oh, yeah, yeah, especially now in light of this new information. But previous estimates, they talked about 4.5%. They talked about, and so I'll just begin. Preliminary results for antibody tests in Los Angeles County indicate that the true number of COVID-19 infections is much higher than the number of confirmed cases there, which implies that the fatality rate is much lower than the official tally suggests. Mm. The mortality rate
Surprise.
Now has dropped.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the government's inflated these numbers as much as they could possibly get away with in order to scare people into compliance?
Well, not the government, Ian, but computer models, right? We can't blame the government. Mm. It's the computer models they use, the same computer model, or at least, you know, the same sort of models that suggested that we'd all be underwater. At least, you know, the East Coast would be underwater by 2020 and that there'd be no ice left on the planet. The quote, the mortality rate has now dropped a lot, Barbara Ferrer, director of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, said at a press briefing today. So this isn't coming from, like, natural news. This isn't some obscure laboratory like from last night's Free Talk Live at the study about the masks. This is from the government itself. And now the number one question I've gotten when I've talked about this is, well, Vincent, why now are you suddenly trusting the government? And, well, two reasons. One, if they lied about, like, 100% of everything, it would be very blatant, right? But worse lies have just a little bit of truth in them to sell it. And also, this is, you know, these new studies are going against what the main narrative was. And the main narrative was this is the most, you know, deadly thing. This isn't just the flu. This is going to result in thousands of deaths. People are calling it the Trump genocide, saying that Trump
has had thousands of deaths. And so does the flu. I think this is up to over 40,000 deaths in the United States, which would mean that it may be a little stronger than last year's flu.
But nowhere near as strong as what they initially suggested. Now, it's here in contrast with the current crude case fatality rate of about...
Weren't they expecting over hundreds of thousands, like 200,000 or something like that?
Oh, I saw a number like 2 million deaths originally.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
In contrast, well, and that's what got people to do the shutdown anyways, right? Just saying, all these people could die. In the contrast with the current crude case fatality rate of about 4.5%, The study suggests that 0.1% to 0.2% of people infected by the virus will die, which would make COVID-19 only somewhat more deadly than the seasonal flu. So, well, Chicken Little, are you all the Chicken Littles, are you happy, right? The economy is the economy is down the drain.
Total devastation economically.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we could be looking at a new depression. We have tons of blue states are facing bankruptcy. We're going to get to that soon. I have an article saying that some parts of the world are facing famine because of this shutdown. Was it like tens of thousands of people in New Hampshire alone have lost their jobs because of this shutdown? And all just because people decided to, instead of waiting to see the facts, they trusted the government's computer model. And
it's fear. It's just straight up fear, and that's what the government feeds on. It wants you to be afraid. They want you to be afraid because they want you to think that you need them, right? It's a classic V for Vendetta speech of, they must remember why they need us. And that's what this is all about. Even though, you know, historically people do understand that government politicians are liars, for some reason they believe them if there's a man with a lab coat standing next to him. It's really sad. Do you want to hear about the letter I got today?
Oh, yes, yes.
So I don't get a whole lot of letters, okay? Even though I'm on, like, a talk radio show, it's very rare that people actually, like, send me things. But within the last few days, I've gotten two unusual contacts. One was a voicemail that some guy left on, there's a internet affiliate called libertytalk.fm, so I'm not sure why he sent them the voicemail, but he called their voicemail line and left a message basically demanding that I sign some sort of statement saying that I would not accept medical services because I'm refusing to obey all these government edicts about wearing a mask and all this nonsense and staying inside. Then today I got a letter. Oh, and he said he was going to call into the show and demand that we sign this particular statement. He has yet to call.
Oh, really? Well, please, if you're listening, sir or ma'am, 855-453, F is in freedom,
yeah,
right?
He sounded very angry.
855-450-3733 if you'd like to call in and speak to Ian or I directly.
And then this one came in from a Phyllis B. Priebe, or Priebe, P-R-I-E-B-E, in Raleigh, North Carolina. And this is a letter, handwritten, you know, outside on the letter. She didn't have my address, so she just wrote it to Ian Freeman, Genesis Communications Network, Keene, New Hampshire, and it got to me, because, you know, I'm the only Ian Freeman in town, so they probably know. And so at the top of the letter, which is printed on a computer but signed at the very bottom, there's a little clipped piece of a newspaper. So clearly Phyllis is a newspaper reader. I'm guessing she's older with a name like Phyllis and the fact that she reads a newspaper, right? Because young people don't read newspapers. So she clips out a piece of the newspaper, she tapes it up on the top of the piece of paper, and then underneath that in the text that she printed out says, Ian Freeman, your effing freedom ends where my civil rights begin. I have the right, maybe I should read it like an old lady, I have the right to exist in this country without your blatant irresponsibility causing my or anyone else's death. If you insist on ignoring standards of behavior for public safety, you are liable for deliberately spreading COVID-19 and should be charged with causing intentional infection resulting in illness or death. Go to hell! In all caps.
Deliberately spreading COVID-19. Well, you haven't been tested, right? So, and
no.
You haven't. And as far as you know, you haven't been expressing any symptoms of COVID-19. Your big toe hasn't shriveled up. Your testicles haven't fallen off. You're not coughing.
Are those symptoms? I mean, I heard coughing was a symptom, but no.
What?
I haven't been. I did, several weeks back, have a slight bout of some diarrhea and puking in the middle of an overnight, but that's about it.
Well, okay, I haven't seen Bose listed as COVID-19 symptoms.
I have.
Yet,
I mean, I've seen a list of symptoms that people who've tested for COVID-19 have experienced, and like diarrhea was at like 3% or whatever, so it wasn't a common symptom, but
well,
I don't know.
I'm actually glad that we were able to read that on the air today, because there is just so much hysteria, and this is just from a regular person, right? You know, hundreds of miles away.
Some random lady reading a newspaper.
We're seeing hysteria from governors. We're seeing hysteria from CNN hosts, right? Anyone who goes against the narrative, they freak out and lose their minds. And here, And here we'll be discussing Mark Zuckerberg. Lockdown protests are misinformation, and Facebook will ban organizers.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be getting into that, plus your calls at 855-450-FREE, Epison Freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back everyone to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling in at 855-453, F as in freedom, that's 855-450-3733. In studio, we're joined by Minister
Ian Freeman.
And I'm Vincent, your host. And before we talk about any sort of reopen America protest getting zucked, right, as in getting kicked off or getting banned from Facebook, I want to talk to you about local.bitcoin.com. So now bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And so here, and it's not just Facebook that's involved in the censorship. Unfortunately, it's a so-called journalistic organization is also involved in it. But this is this article is from Breitbart here. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says that posts and pages attempting to organize protests against stay-at-home orders will be banned as, quote, misinformation. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like it's a Facebook page telling people to take certain chemicals because, oh, this could cure it. It's just people organizing a protest, right, expressing their opinion. How could an opinion be misinformation? The Facebook CEO confirmed that the post would be banned to ABC's George Stephanopoulos on a segment of Good Morning America. Stephanopoulos asked Zuckerberg how the company deals with, quote, with the fact that Facebook is now being used to organize a lot of these protests to defy social distancing guidelines in states. If someone trying to organize something like that, does that qualify as harmful misinformation? So already there you have a leading question. At least in my view, you know, I'm a journalism well, almost a professional. I almost have my degree, just one more month. But I'd say that's a leading question there. Zuckerberg replies, quote, we do classify that as harmful misinformation, and we take that down, confirms Zuckerberg. Well, at the same time, saying that it's important, quote, that people can debate policies. So there, what do you call in English saying speaking out of both sides of your mouth?
Well, he's saying that you can debate on their platform, you just can't organize. Isn't that right?
It seems that way, mm-hmm. But a Facebook spokesperson confirmed to CNN that planned protests in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska were having their pages removed from Facebook at the request of state authorities. It's difficult, like, it's difficult to make this analogy because I don't know what sort of, all sorts of different generations are listening, but there's a show called Recess. And I think it was Disney, and there's this kid who's a tattletale named Randall, right? And he looked mm-hmm. like a rat, and he'd always, you know, he had like a notebook.
Is this animated?
Yeah, it's a cartoon, 2D animation. He would have a notebook, and he would write down like all the bad stuff people were doing and immediately go to the teacher and tattle on him. From my recollection, I haven't seen the cartoon forever. And so now, Oliver Darcy, I'm not going to insult his looks. He's a media tattletale, right? He works for CNN, the most trusted name in fake news, and what this guy does is he goes to, he contacts like Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and anytime there's anyone that CNN doesn't like is getting any steam or doing anything on their platforms, he would essentially tattle on them, ask leading questions that eventually ends with them being banned. And so I should have known he was behind this also. Anti-quarantine protests being organized through Facebook in California, New Jersey, and Nebraska are being removed from the platform on the instruction of governments in those three states because it violates stay-at-home orders, Facebook spokesperson Andy M. tells Donnie. Right. So he's reporting on this also, so I should have known. And this is where you have the media, right, or at least the industrial media complex, whatever you want to call it, where the media, the big tech giants, and the government all coordinate in order to stamp out any sort of opposition.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised because corporations are creatures of the state. Okay, so when you file to create a corporation, you're asking the state for some sort of a privilege. You're asking them to confer you with this protection of the corporation. So you're asking the biggest corporation, the most immune corporation, the government, for the privilege of having your own corporation. Well, one of the rules that comes along with that is your corporation has to do the government's bidding. You have to essentially be a good corporate citizen. And that means following whatever orders the government demands of you. And whether that means getting a business license or jumping through hoops over here or obeying the OSHA requirements or whatever. Or in this case, ensuring that people can't use your platform to violate the law. Now, even though this isn't, you know, constitutional by our perspective, right? Like cracking down on freedom of speech is obviously unconstitutional. From the perspective of the government, they believe that this is legal, right? So they say, oh, well, we've got, yeah, there is that constitution thing, but we got all these emergency statutes that basically say we could ignore that thing. So they just have criminalized constitutionally protected activities like assembly, like getting together with other human beings and opposing, you know, using the protest freedom to the freedom of speech to oppose what's going on. Essentially, the argument is from the states that these are illegal, and therefore, if you are a corporation like a Facebook or a YouTube, or because we've also seen that YouTube's taking down videos that are critical. If you are one of these companies, you have to do the bidding of the state. You exist because of the state, and so therefore you are essentially an arm of the state.
Absolutely, and one would think that, like, churches have, most churches have a tax-free exemption under the First Amendment. One would think that
all churches are tax-exempt.
All churches. So one would think that media company, or, you know, the media, which is also protected by the First Amendment, would be a notable exception. Would be one of the front runners to resist this government. The government's jackboot. But in this case, with a lot of this mainstream media, they don't want to lose access. Even though, like with CNN, as it was 90% negative media coverage against Trump, they don't want to ask the hard questions. One, because, you know, essentially for paid shills and the sponsor of a media company is essentially the owner, and two, they don't want to lose access. If someone starts asking too hard questions, then they don't get interviews anymore.
Right.
And it's a shame. I mean, it's a shame, and because I've been in this position also when writing for the college paper or just doing assignments, and at least in my experience, it doesn't hurt the story. What it does is it hurts the reputation of who refuses to be interviewed, because they obviously have something to hide. But in this case, you know, you don't get as much money for running, you know, commercials or whatever by not having a big interview with these criminal politicians. So they have to, they just throw freedom down the drain. And I wonder how long until Trump gets, I mean, if Trump is going to be held to these standards, because he's on Twitter tweeting, calling on protesters to liberate states of Michigan, Minnesota, and Virginia, also calling on Virginian citizens to say, quote, save your great Second Amendment. It is under siege from the president who said that he's in favor of red flag law, taking the guns first
from bump
crazy people. Yeah, to just executive fiat taking the bump stocks. Well, you know, folks, it's worse. It could be Hillary. Yeah, I don't lie.
When he says liberate and then fill in the blank state, he just means put in Republicans. That's what he means. He doesn't mean actual freedom.
855-453, F is in freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the House for mustering the votes to pass an extension of a coronavirus relief package.
At a time when many Americans are enduring significant economic challenges, this bill will help small businesses to keep millions of workers on the payroll.
Some of the money in the nearly $500 billion relief package provides loans to small businesses. Despite pressure from the mainstream media, Georgia is moving forward with plans to reopen the economy on Friday. Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan tells Fox News that officials are taking careful steps and that many business owners are eager to open, but in a safe way.
An overwhelming majority of these small businesses are not going to be able to open their doors right away. It's going to take time to spool up. It's going to take time to go find those servers. It's going to take time to find the labor to be able to clean and sterilize.
USA Radio News. A conservative national Christian group is calling for all churches to resume in-person services by early May. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Liberty Council wants services taking place before the National Day of Prayer, which is scheduled for March 7th. The group is urging churches to follow appropriate safety protocols, but Liberty Council founder Matt Staver says their reopened church Sunday proposals in line with President Trump's national guidelines, phase one of the president's plan, does identify places of worship as being among the first to be able to reopen under certain conditions.
A Florida homeowner is telling friends the story of how NFL quarterback Tom Brady walked into his home. Brady was looking for the house of his new offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich. He missed it by one, walking into the home of David Kramer. The Florida man was shocked, but did point Brady in the right direction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's F as in freedom, 855-450-3733. In studio, we are joined by...
Yeah, it's Ian.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And before we continue with the collaborator media, I want to talk to you about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase of those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. So now, Ian, you say you have you have some articles on the media, more articles on the media kowtowing and submitting to this medical tyranny.
Well, in this case, it was actually a morning show couple in Idaho Falls, Idaho. And we actually have a lot to say about Idaho tonight because Idaho's government goons have come out with their reopening plan, or what they're calling the Idaho Rebound.
Massive asterisks in the corner.
Yeah, well, we can get into that in a little bit, but Idaho Falls has a radio station called KID. Now, in radio parlance, the three-letter stations, they're very rare, right? Like, most stations are four letters in their call letters, but KID is one of the three-letter stations, and that means, as I understand it, that the call letters go, like, way back, basically, that they've been around, that set of calls has been around probably since, like, you know, the very first decade or two or whatever that radio existed. And in this case, KID is AM 590. I, of course, call radio stations during the daytime. That's what I do. I talk to radio station program directors, and I pitch them on Free Talk Live. So I had spoken with the program director of this station on a number of occasions. He was friendly. He was, I would say, you know, he would consider adding Free Talk Live, but we hadn't gotten on the station yet. And at this point, I don't know if we ever will, because that program director was one of the morning show hosts who took a, he left, they quit, they resigned in frustration over what the owner of the station was demanding from them. So here's a story from EastIdahoNews.com. Neil Larson is his name, and Julie Mason, hosts of the Neil Larson Show, say a disagreement with management over how to cover COVID-19 and Governor Brad Little's stay-at-home order forced them to walk away from their highly listened-to political talk program. Quote, we had a difference of philosophy with leadership in the company about how we were covering aspects of the stay-at-home order and the lockdown. We took issue with that, said Larson. He said further, we didn't walk into work this morning thinking this was going to be our last show. We didn't anticipate this, but when we saw the email, took issue with it, and had a conversation later, we realized it was time. Unquote. Larson's referring to an email that he and his co-host received from Richard Meacham, the owner of KID News Radio and its parent company, Rich Broadcasting. Meacham detailed 10 examples of what he said he heard on the show last week that were concerning to him. They included the personalities mentioning a mutiny against Little's stay-at-home order, an invitation for listeners to ignore the order because it isn't being enforced, and other statements that he deemed were, quote, dangerous.
I just got to say that as someone who's received plenty of complaints from my terrestrial show, whenever someone says, oh, I found that, or people found that concerning, it usually means whoever complained just doesn't like it.
For sure. And they didn't want to tell you who the people were, yes. Right? So they're protecting the complainants.
Cowards.
The email was sent late Sunday night, and the duo saw it before their show on Monday. Once they were off the air, they had a call with Meacham that, quote, didn't go well, said Larson, and then they resigned, cleaned out their desks, and left the building. Larson and Mason stand by their comments and admit that while they may have said mutiny while discussing protests against the governor, they have, quote, never ever, unquote, called for mutiny against Little or told their audience to break any laws. So, you know, they're not willing to go as far as we might be here on Free Talk Live, but still they deserve some credit for at least not completely towing the state line on COVID-19. Larson says, quote, you have a situation where we have the governor's executive authority that is in direct contradiction with our constitutional rights. In some cases, that's okay, and I would defend that. Boo. But we're at a point where people are getting restless. They want to get back to work. They want to get back to the jobs and provide for their families. I think we acknowledged that, and we talked about understanding and people wanting to get back to normalcy. He says the resignation was a culmination of a lot of things, not just this one issue. The personality who's been at the station for 9 years said he would never leave a job over just one reason. Despite tough financial times for media outlets, Larson said economic reasons didn't play into their decision. So they were obviously frustrated with this owner. There was more that this was the final straw that broke the camel's back in this particular case. But, you know, what does the owner have to say? Talk Radio's industry publication of note, Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, has published a editorial piece by Richard Meacham, president of Rich Broadcasting. He named his company after himself. That gives you some idea of who we're dealing with here. And he says he spent a lot of time monitoring his station, KIDAM, from his office in Salt Lake City. While listening to the station, I heard the following comments. One, Neil and Julie talked about a mutiny against the governor and that Idahoans were preparing to protest at the Capitol. Two, the governor's order is not really an order because it's not enforced. Three, if you're feeling strongly about the need to see someone and your heart is telling you to go see them, do it. Don't worry about an order or social distancing. Four, I'm going to do what I need to do in order to support my family. Would you like to comment?
Whoa, those sickos. I mean, I can't believe they said that on the public airwaves.
Right. They were encouraging people to, like, do their own thing and
see their loved ones.
See their loved ones. Wow, those radicals. Number five, but this is what made the owner angry, right? He's outlining the things that he had to have a talk with
his intolerable acts.
Right. Number five, if in your heart you feel like throwing a birthday party for 15 people and you know they're healthy, throw the party. Six, why are cashiers bothering to wear gloves? If they aren't changing the gloves after every transaction, what good is it doing?
Well, that's common sense. that makes absolute sense. It's even what the government says.
7. Later today, we'll be conducting a frustrating interview with Governor Little. 8. Why do nail salons and other similar businesses need to stay closed? 9. Complaining and or making fun of people who are wearing masks or and gloves. I'm not going to wear a mask, and if I happen to cough at a store, it's not my fault if Grandpa dies.
Okay, so may, I don't know. He didn't do himself any favors by phrasing it like that, I have to say.
And then 10, I'm fortunate to have a job that has not needed to reduce my compensation. So these are the issues that the man who owns the station took, and then he wrote out 10 responses to those. 1 was the one about a mutiny. His response is, a mutiny against the governor and his stay-at-home order? Mutiny? Based on the overall tone of the show, it came across as if you were advocating for our listeners to mutiny against the governor. Okay, so this is actually the email he sent to them. I went back and...
I just want to say tone. That's another... I'm getting deja vu. Tone is another one of these, like, very loose terms that they use. I mean, just when they don't like the overall theme, they just say, your tone was discerning, when they can't really find anything wrong with anything exactly what someone said.
He says, I went back and listened to the podcast to see if I'd misinterpreted the comment or was taking it out of context. I don't think so. So he is just angry that how dare his morning show hosts dare to talk about going against what our governor has demanded. He says here, 3, which was the one about feeling strongly to go see your family. He says, if your heart is telling you the governor's wrong, then the stay-at-home orders for everyone but me and my family and the social distancing doesn't apply to me. I'm going to do what my heart tells me to do, and the hell with the governor. So I'm just going to skip past his numbered responses. And then he says, my thoughts going forward. He says, I listen to KSL and the sports talk stations a lot in Salt Lake City. They do interviews twice an hour with clients that are struggling and talk about what their client listeners can do to support them. They're doing the best to lift their audience and support their clients and partners, while KID uses terms like mutiny and tells our listeners why they do not have to support the governor / President Trump / the medical specialists, etc. So I'll give you the rest of this here.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm assuming he owns those other stations.
Actually, I'm not sure about that.
I was going to say, advertising another station, but comparing it, I mean, that's what talk radio is for. I mean, this would be a stalwart against what everyone else is saying. That's cool. Anyway, so we'll get into it. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, Episode in Freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F-R-E-E. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent, your host. And now, we were talking about this with network owner. Station owner. Who's responded? Who one had to let go his morning host for daring to have a different opinion regarding and speak out against this corona lockdown hysteria? And he was outlining some of his reasoning here. So Ian, I think you said you had more to that story.
Yeah, the company is called Rich Broadcasting. It appears to own 5 stations. All of them are in Idaho. This one that we're talking about is KIDAM, which is the talk station at AM 598, based in Idaho Falls. And the morning show hosts Neil Larson and Julie Mason resigned, what seems like in frustration and disgust over this owner, and it's his station, so, you know, he gets to say what he wants, right? But the owner didn't like some of the things that Larson and his co-hosts were saying on their morning show. He wrote an email outlining 10 different things that he heard that he wasn't happy about, including them talking about a mutiny against the governor, protesting at the Capitol, going out anyway despite the lockdown orders to see your loved ones and such, going to a nail salon or reopening them and that sort of thing. And so he wrote a lengthy response to them. I skipped past the sort of the numeric responses where he just responds to each thing that he didn't like. And I'm getting to the general statement of his frustration. He says, "I may be one of the most frustrated stay-at-homers in America." Again, this is the email he sent to his morning show hosts. He says, "I can't drive to my business / investment. I can't hire anyone. And I'm watching our sales go down the toilet." By the way, that's another issue that a lot of companies are having in the media business, is how do you get an advertiser to sign on with you if their customers can't come to their business? So basically, advertising-based businesses like newspapers and radio and television stations are in a really difficult time right now.
Well, and he's not doing himself any favors by getting rid of his morning talent, which it seems like they've been established for, getting rid of his morning talent.
Well, actually, I mean, that's less money that he's got to pay out.
Yeah, but it'd be less people. They have to build up the audience again for with new hosts.
True. He could flip to a syndicated morning show, at least in the meantime, and keep his costs down. But anyway, he says, in the meantime, I had a daughter-in-law and a grandson to celebrate birthdays. We drove to their homes, left presents on their porch, and had a great visit from the car. Wow, how sad is that? I mean, how pathetic.
Too, and he's defending it, too. Stockholm Syndrome.
You're too afraid to even go give your own family members a hug. My God. He says, I hate where we are as a country right now, and I'm going to wash my hands, maintain appropriate social distance, and stay away from groups. One more heart comment advocating for our listeners to fly in the face of the governor's order will be the last time. So he does threaten them here, and he says, if you make a similar comment, you're going to be fired. He says, I don't want to see a response to this email, and I expect to hear a major shift in the tone of the morning show. KID is not a Neil and Julie station. It's a rich broadcasting station. You said you didn't want to have to report to an operations manager. With autonomy comes exceptional accountability. I'm going to continue to monitor on a daily basis. If a more structured reporting system is needed, it will be implemented immediately. So then he says, they saw the email at 6 a.m. and resigned at 6:15.
Good for them. That is the most control freak email I have ever seen. I come from a family of them. Well, first off, why didn't he just pick up the phone or meet? Well, I was going to say, why didn't he meet them in person and do this? Okay, so that's a stupid question. I mean, like, via an email and also saying, I don't want to see any replies. Like, why not a phone call? You know, something where you could, like, get a dialogue going.
He says he wanted to talk to them. He does say further in this letter to Talkers Magazine that Neil and Julie resigned from KID voluntarily. They were not terminated. Frankly, they were invited to meet over lunch to discuss the show going forward.
To meet over lunch, as in person.
Right, to violate. Where was he going to meet him if he's staying home? But either way, the point being, he was saying he was willing to talk to them. But it's not like he was willing to let them have their opinions, okay? He was going to tell them, it is going to be this way, or you're going to not be on the morning show anymore. And they decided they would rather not be on the morning show anymore than obey this man's diktats. Now, I wanted to bring this up here. And again, it's his company. He can run it however he wants. But he got rid of his morning show host, who he had there at the station for about a decade, over their viewpoints on this issue. So I want to say kudos to Neil Larson and his co-host Julie there for standing with some level of principle on this. Now, by no means were they, you know, they're denying that they advocated people go out and break the law, where I would say if it's a bad law, it should be broken. But nonetheless, they do deserve some credit for this. So we weren't the only show that has been punished in the radio business for this, because we lost a station 2 weeks ago, I think, now at this point. One of our stations in Wisconsin dropped us and sent us an email where it was kind of a very similar wording of, like, here's just a little bit more here from the owner. Quote, KID was granted a license by the FCC to broadcast, quote, in the public's best interest, unquote. As long as the governor of the state of Idaho has requested that citizens adhere to the stay-at-home order, social distancing, better hygiene, etc., it is, quote, in the public's best interest, unquote, to clearly follow those guidelines. So anything that deviates from the government's demands that have been put forth is a violation of his right to broadcast, or his privilege in this particular case to broadcast. Because whenever you ask for permission to do something, you aren't exercising a right. You're asking for a privilege to be granted. You're asking for a favor. And so these owners are actually worried at some level that the FCC will come after their license for this. That's what really has this. I mean, beyond the how this appears to the governor and you don't want the governor to be mad at you, what you were talking about before, right, like where you don't get the interviews. Beyond that, I think the owners themselves feel like their entire station is in jeopardy because someone is having a contrary viewpoint to the government. That's what this is coming from.
And does the government have power to, like, wouldn't that be overreach or some violation of the First Amendment if they did decide to go after these stations because they weren't going, or not like weren't going along with it, but were advocating people don't go along with it?
It could be if it went to court and they were victorious, and the stations were victorious, but most of them probably aren't going to take that route. They don't have to do it. They're told.
They don't have the time. Yeah, most people have neither the time nor money to do that. And, I mean, for me, it's interesting that both this took place in Idaho, or, you know, the first one, the story you read, it took place in Idaho, then the station that dropped us was in Wisconsin. Both places are having some of, like, they're not even the epicenters of this. I'd understand, like, a station in California or New York or Florida, but, I mean, in flyover country is a derogative term, and so I'm trying to find something better than that. In the Midwest, I guess, like, you know, in these Midwestern, or Middle America, right, Middle America. And that's, I mean, I guess I wonder if, like, the fear from the coasts is spreading inwards. That's very unfortunate. Anything else to that?
I mean, that was basically the story. I don't know where these hosts are going to pop up again. It's hard as hell to find jobs in radio these days, media jobs in general. A lot of stations are furloughing employees and laying off employees and cutting employee salaries as well. So they've come. Some of these corporate companies have come to their employees and said, look, you can keep your job here, but you're going to have to cut your pay. We're going to cut you by, your pay is going to be cut down to 90% or 85% or something like that. So, you know, a lot of people are faced with that decision of, do I love this job enough to actually have my pay reduced to keep it?
And that's been going on since even before coronavirus, at least in media and radio, because my degree is in multimedia journalism, so I could do it. I could do print, TV, radio. But when I expressed interest in radio, it was always a... just sort of like a depressing, it was always like a depressing hunt where I'd say, where like terrestrial, I'm not an expert in the medium as you are, Ian, or at least not as well versed, but I just want to voice my appreciation for talk radio, because back when, like, if it wasn't for talk radio, I never would have gone outside of what the public schools taught me, because, I grew up listening to conservative talk radio with my father, and, you know, he had that before Fox News, and it's really important. I mean, no matter what orientation, say, you know, a talk show is, if it's, you know, libertarian, if it's like Democrat or Republican, or, you know, leftist or right wing, talk radio always gave people like the freedom, one, to call in, that you don't really have for most TV shows. And I think this is sad, but shows that, you know, talk radio is absolutely under siege if you have station managers and owners just bowing to the pressure of a government and supporting the very lockdown that is fervor. It's like just another
business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just another nail in the coffin. And so one would, you know, I would think that talk radio would be absolutely up in arms. There's plenty of, like, at least a big talk radio host, and they're blaming right-wing talk radio for a lot of these shutdown protests. Speaking of, coming up, you wouldn't guess which head of state of a major country is actually joining an anti-lockdown protest. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.